broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Well, I don't know what that's doing, but it should stop. Okay, there we go.
We're back
finally
here.
Stopped.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. It's been a while, Fee.
Yeah, been a little while. Took a little break.
Yeah, had a little break. Kind of what do you call that?
Rejuvenated
our batteries.
Absolutely.
Or something like that.
Yep.
And Jack's still around here, so we just want to talk a little bit before we about the Christmas gala.
The gala.
And the unbelievable support once again from the world's greatest community.
Community's the best.
It was just amazing, wasn't it?
Do we know what the official number is?
No, because I didn't get a check today or yesterday, but I've gotten a check virtually every day, and I don't have any way of knowing if they are pledges or new money. So, and then we still have people that will that have told me, and it seems to be correct that most years they will give a certain percentage of their income tax refund. So that's not coming for months. So we don't ever we don't ever have a final number.
119 or 118.
Yeah, 118. But I know there's several thousands of checks that were not pledged. So we're at least 125, but I'm guessing 140.
It was really people that we got to thank who, you know, that night we talked about all the people who volunteered their time. The ambassador, the park was great. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
You know, the weather wasn't the greatest, you know, and it may have prevented some people from driving through. But I think a second year down there will probably make it even better, especially if the weather would cooperate a bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's amazing, you know, whether it's 120, 140, whatever that number is.
Or 17 like the first year was, which was great.
Yeah.
It's been great, and we've distributed checks to all the families. And
then some. I know we've had
quite a few more.
Quite a few checks that we delivered, and hell of a job there, Jackie.
Yeah, great.
Well done.
Yeah, you was MVP again, so... And once again, we thank the people for covering Mercer. Just around this area is unbelievable, and it was a hell of a night, and
it was.
It's crazy, and you know, Jack had talked about our number was like 505,000 going into, you know, so we're looking at 630 that has been donated to
in a few years. That's pretty cool.
It's nuts. It really is. So
pretty awesome.
Thank you, people out there, and don't think it ain't appreciated. So
yep,
we turn our attention to sports talk, and we have a guest in house, and each year Mindy comes up and talks she's about awesome. The swimming, and she's been doing this quite some time. You've been how many years is this?
I think this is my 10th year as high school coach.
10th year.
Her shit's Brent. And then her, as far as longevity in her coaching.
Sure. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, 10 years.
Probably because nobody else will do it.
well, one thing about this year...
Either you're really dedicated or you're really stupid.
That's right.
We're not sure.
That's exactly right.
I'll vote for dedicated.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
I was reading some of the results from last night, and nice win over Minster and South Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at South Adams?
Yes. Yeah.
So, that's...
They had it in the Stardome after the flood.
They had it on a basketball court. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's so sad, because it looks awful that they had...
That's terrible.
Did you get a chance to go in there and look at it?
I didn't actually walk around, but I stuck my head in and took a peek, and it's just, it's all torn
disaster.
Up. And,
I do not want to see that. That's sad, because that's an awesome place, and I do not want to see that floor messed up.
That's their laundry room. That was right there. That pipe burst. I don't know if the heat wasn't
that's incredible
right or what. But
the picture I see, I mean, in there,
It's bad. Yeah. Really bad.
Yeah, that's just a bad deal.
Bad deal.
Not good.
But their pool didn't get infected, evidently.
No, I guess if it did, it'd probably just flow right into the pool.
Yeah, that's right.
It'd be all
yeah.
Right.
So, Coach, you season halfway done, maybe a little past?
Yeah, we're probably just past the halfway mark. Yeah. So we'll hit January. We'll have a lot of swim meets, and then the first 3 weeks of February, and then we're done. Yeah.
Very good start, huh?
Yeah, it has been a good start. We've already started having a lot of best times at the beginning of the season, yeah. So I can't complain with that as long as we can kind of keep that momentum going. And that they can sustain that for the next 6-7 weeks. We're in good shape. It just, can we finish as strong as we started?
Probably one of the most improved swimmers is your daughter.
She's actually having a good year. Sometimes seniors, it's one of those things where they just kind of really step up and say, this is my last year, and this is, I'm not going to go swim in college, right. Or I'm not going to play a sport in college, whatever sport it is. And I think that they realize, hey, maybe we better make the most of what we got and the time we have left. And, I think she's doing a really good job this year.
So do you talk to her, before the season starts, maybe is it something that maybe clicked in her? I mean, she's a hell of a swimmer anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
But she, didn't I see she finished second in a big Lima tournament or... Where was that?
Yeah, she came in second there, and actually at that sprint meet, she took first in that 50 breaststroke, that little sprint, and that was the first time she's ever done that.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really talk to her about it, but I could tell that she was, wanting it to be a good season. So we've made some adjustments and we've done some things, and we've changed her stroke a little bit, and we're working a little bit differently in the front end. So like I said, I'm hoping that this momentum will stay because we are doing things a little bit different this year, but we'll still keep, a good portion of it the same. But every year I try to do a little something different because how do you ever, you've got to change it every year or you're going to be the same. Right. So
I wonder how you did that. I mean, do you ever do somebody and move them a little bit or something and it really improves them? And you think,
Why didn't I do that before?
Smart. I should have done that a long time ago.
Yeah, that's part of it though too. It's like you make a change and you're always like, okay, is this going to screw everything
up,
or is this going to fix things? So yeah, we were doing that a little bit in practice today with Audra and with Carson. I was messing with their breaststroke a little bit, and I'd be like, okay, swim it this way. Okay, go back to the old way. Okay, swim it this way. All right, how does it feel? All right, you kind of do that a little bit because you don't want to change something. especially with some of these, with Carson, he's a freshman, but with Audra, who is a senior, they've been swimming certain ways for so long, and they get a natural feel for what really works for them, so it's hard to make changes late.
Is one of the reasons our numbers are up? Is our numbers up in the girls?
They just basically kind of held steady,
right.
I think, for the past year or two. Yeah. So, we were lucky to have Autumn Luthold come in this year and swim, and she's been doing a really good job as a freshman, so that's really helped. So we lost Melissa, I think, last year, so it was just an even swap this year. So, and then boys, we've actually gone up a couple and had enough to have relays, which makes a big, big difference.
Absolutely.
And I think kind of in, obviously in how we score, but also kind of in the morale, because they're just more in the meet when you can swim more events and things, so it really, really helps.
I bet
so. Yeah, I'm always pushing to try to get a few more boys to come out, because it really, it really does, I think, improve not only for just, swimming and the cardio, but I think it does improve them in all of their other sports as well. If they're really not doing, if they're not a basketball player, come out and swim, because it really will make you stronger and better at the other sports you do.
Sure.
So
you as this season went along, Tegan once again is just one heck of a swimmer.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. She's always, just naturally, she's tall and, so strong, and, she always does a really good job. She's the same way. We're kind of hitting times in that backstroke that we didn't hit till the end of the season last year. So I'm hoping that, like I said, we can keep that going,
keep
and that we're doing the right thing. So we'll see and see how things go.
How they go.
So, yeah.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. You're going to go over your roster, and we'll talk about some of the kids and your future schedule and what goes on. We got to get over there and watch it. Get to another meet.
We need to get out. See one.
We had couple classic swim meets that we went to. One, we've never sweated hard in our life.
Yeah.
I always say, come out, and if you miss Florida, come to a swim meet.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. Yeah, I agree.
Let's take a break, Spencey, and we'll come right back, talk Mindy Bupp. Sports Talk presented by, can you get it right?
The Wayne IGA.
Right up.
Wayne IGA is having a steak sale through this Saturday. Their steaks are fresh cut daily and ready to go in their grab-and-go meat section. The ribeyes are $7.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strip steaks are just $6.99 a pound. This is a great time to stock up for grilling season or even just enjoy a steak or two this week. So while you're there getting your groceries this week, be sure to grab some great steaks at Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Our Indians teams have some big games coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will travel to Delphus to take on the Lady Blue Jays, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the action live, and the NFHS video will not be available. After an exciting win on Tuesday at Arcanum, the boys are 8-1 and undefeated in the MAC, and on Friday, they'll host the always tough Delphus St. John's Blue Jays, and it will be another student appreciation night with all Fort Recovery students getting in free, and there will be tattoos, trivia, and attendance prizes for our students. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the game, and our audio will also be heard on the NFHS video. Saturday evening, the boys will travel to Bodkins, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the action live, and the NFHS video will not be available for that game. Lots of basketball action this week, so get out and support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back with
Bubba V. All right, we're back here at Sports Talk. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feeling.
Yes, sir, Bubby.
Swim coach and all around good dude.
Miss Mindy Bupp.
Do that. But she's one of the guys. Oh, she's awesome.
She's awesome.
I did get an email or text today from Holly Gann that says the Tri-Village Boys game.
Yes.
We made up on the 24th of January.
Yep.
Which is Monday?
Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday?
Tuesday,
okay.
Yep.
All right. Yep. We will be in Florida. Sunny Florida.
We will hopefully be in sunny
and
Florida.
And the girls game is not going to be made up.
Yeah.
So that is not going to be rescheduled.
I think that's a blessing.
Good idea.
Well, yeah.
Because they're really good at it.
Well, I think after we added National Trail, I think we ran out of possibilities
out of
to
room.
Yep. I think that would be 22nd game. I believe I didn't count it, but that's okay. Yep.
We'll take it.
Yep.
So, guess who's listening? Who do you think's listening?
Barry Hall.
Barry's listening.
Well,
it'd be fun to ask Mindy some of her favorite pools.
There you go.
Favorite pools.
He's unbelievable. Ain't he?
Bupp's pool.
He's doing
there
our job. The
Bupp
pool would probably be number one.
Yeah,
there you go.
The Bupp pool,
pool
pretty
house.
Nice.
Yeah. Actually, I like Jay County.
Yeah.
It's super close, and it's an 8-lane pool. A lot of windows. It's fast. I think the kids are really like swimming there. I really like that pool.
Well, they're not all the same. Some of them are 6-lane, or what are they?
Right. Yeah. Some are 6, and some are 8. Some are like you. When we go to Bowling Green State University, it's probably 20 lanes across. So they have the ability probably to kind of switch it so that it's a like a 50-meter pool, or they can run the lanes the other way, and then it's a 25-yard pool with a ton of lanes.
So more lanes, so. Does that make the go quicker, or is it just...
I say there are faster pools and slower pools.
Really?
You know, there shouldn't be, but yeah. I think there are pools that traditionally... My swimmers and I've watched them as they're growing up. They swim better at those pools. Some of those good pools are in Indiana. Indiana's got some really good pools. Like when you talk about the really good swim teams, you hear like Fishers and some of those teams over there. Their pools that they practice at are unbelievable.
Unbelievable!
I bet they got good water.
Good water.
Yeah. Down here
fast water.
We got poultry crap and all our water.
Heavy water. Heavy water in some of the YMCAs around here and fast water over in the high schools in Indiana, right? And the kids like the Delta pool as well. The viewing's a lot of fun for the parents because it's up super high and they run the heat like nonstop, so the heat's blaring and they're like they have no headroom. But the actual pool itself, we usually clock in some of our best times there.
Good
as well
times.
So
let's talk a little bit about your team this year, man, and you're senior dominated.
Yeah, I have five this year, so obviously we talked about Audra a little bit. You know, she's been swimming well, swims breaststroke for us, and kind of an all-around swimmer, so a lot of times she'll swim 200 IM and all the relays. And then also I've got Abby Kanapke coming back for her second year, and she's been really strong just diving for us.
Yeah.
Honestly, like she's been doing a really good job, and last year was her first year diving.
She's strong.
And then this year it was like she just, from where she left off last year, picked right back up and is so improved already from how she was diving last year. It's really, really great to see. And then I've got Danielle Braun. So she took a year off last year. I'm not sure exactly why, but she came back this year, wanted to finish. So 3 out of her 4 years, wanted to finish her senior year swimming, and she's jumped right back in and swimming some distance for us now, and doing a really good job, and kind of like she never left.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's worked out really well. Isaac Lefevre was having a really great season and having the best times right away at that first meet, and then he did something to his shoulder. So he said it was kind of bothering him preseason and went through golf, and then I think whenever we did some of those sprints and things, something kind of did something. And
stretched
so, yeah. So, yeah, he's kind of, I'm guessing he's probably done for the season.
Yeah. Get him come sing.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He can sing to me.
Great singer.
That dude's got some pipes.
He's got some pipes.
It's kind of a shame because it seemed like just kind of talking to him every once in a while, he seemed like he really liked the diving, swimming stuff a lot.
And we definitely miss him. We were fortunate that Jackson Irvin decided to join swim his senior year.
He's a strong kid,
and
right?
He's strong and he's athletic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's been picking up. He said that he never thought swimming would be as hard as it is, but he said he now feels like he's in so much better, you know, cardio shape and stronger than he was. We kind of noticed when the guys more than the girls switch from one sport to the other, they have a lot of leg cramping and things. It's just their muscles aren't used
tight.
To it. He's way better. Like he started out cramping like 2 minutes into the practice when he first started, and now he can make it almost through the entire practice without having leg cramps.
No,
and yeah, he's doing well.
I get charting horses twice a week. Unbelievable, huh?
My toes, all of a sudden, I don't know what I get.
You get,
my
I do too.
All
I
of a sudden,
I was
like,
the only
what?
One.
What's going on with my foot?
That's a problem.
What the hell now?
Well, not to be a Debbie Downer here, but I had that problem. I asked my doctor about it. He says, you have diabetes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Neil.
So
we're done.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So I keep getting these cramps at night in my feet. He said, nurses, get in here, check the blood
sugar.
Yep.
No.
There you go.
Yep, there you go.
Well,
wow.
Thanks,
Neil.
Don't listen to cramps. He said, that's the biggest thing, that extra thirst, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, you're welcome. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
All righty.
Yeah, perfect. Go make a doctor's appointment.
By the way, I'm not a legitimate doctor, so that is not an actual diagnosis.
Okay, fine. So getting back to your roster here, we got?
I think I got through all the seniors.
Seniors are good.
Seniors are good. Juniors, we talked about Tegan a little bit. Obviously, she's swimming strong for us, and we're probably still concentrating on freestyle, short freestyle, and backstroke. Yeah. I've had her swim some other things, and just for fun and to get some times on her and things. But yeah, she's going to be mainly our sprint freestyler.
And I know you've told me before, Mindy. How many things can you do?
You can do two individual events and two relays in a meet, or you can do one individual event and three relays.
Okay, so four basically.
Four basically, but you can do no more than two individual events at a meet.
Okay. So do you have some kids that you know that you can't do them for because that'll affect their other events? Or?
Yes, but a lot of times in the dual meets, I set them up, I try to line it up so that I don't do, you know,
back-to-back
events and things like that. I did that to Tegan last night because she wanted to swim the 500 free, wanted to swim the 100 breaststroke, and they're kind of on the back end of the meet, but there's usually enough time. There's a relay and 100 back, and then you go into the 100 breast, but they didn't do there were no boys to swim the 500 free, so they skipped the boys 500 free, which would have been an 8 or 9 minute event. Then they did the girls 200 free relay, so that took 2 minutes, and then they didn't have a boys 200 free relay, so they went straight to the 100 breaststroke. Whoops. For the girls. So she had 5 minutes to recover from swimming 20 laps.
Oh. I need a week and a half for
she
sure.
She had 2 minutes, and then she swam the 100 breaststroke, and she swam her best time, swam like a 114, which is...
That's
really
awesome.
Fast.
That's
won the event. And then because I also put her in the 400 free relay at the end, they swam a 2 minute race for boys 100 breaststroke, and then she had to get back in the pool and swim four more laps of freestyle. So yeah, she was
she slept good last night.
Yeah, she did.
She's
like, my shoulders are a little tight today.
I'm like,
yeah.
Really? I can't imagine why.
Yeah, so sometimes it doesn't work out, sometimes you do that, but like in a larger meet there's enough heats and enough things that a lot of times and then you do watch that towards the end of the season when you're looking at, you know, are they really trying to qualify for something? Then you get really careful about what you put them in and making sure that they do get the rest they need in between the events. Now it's like, oh, that's good for you. That'll only make you stronger later, right? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That's right, exactly right.
Get you in shape. Yep. Ready to go.
But yeah, so I'm careful about that. But yeah, and then other juniors, Paige Guggenbiller. I've been working. We've been on her to try to get her freestyle down because she's actually 5'10". She's built like Tegan for campus for swimming wise, long, lean,
and strong.
Yeah, and strong. And she had a really good night. Dropped like almost a second in her 50 free.
Wow.
So we were really, really excited about
she
that.
Had to be pumped up.
Yeah,
that's hard.
It's a short event. So to drop almost a second in one race was good.
I'm going to ask you a really stupid question.
Okay. Sure.
When you say freestyle, that means that she can go however she wants to go.
You can, like, she could swim a different stroke down for the freestyle if she wanted to, but it's the freestyle is kind of what you call the crawl, like the regular. But yes, once you decide on the stroke you're swimming down, though, you have to swim it. Like
you can't switch
one lap of breaststroke and then switch to freestyle. Okay. If she decided she wanted to swim butterfly for the two laps of freestyle, she could, but she'd die. You know, freestyle is usually about it's the first one that, you know, first one we teach. Usually the easiest one.
So that's this thing here where you're reaching in.
Yep. Yeah, one arm at a time around, and then you flutter kick, and then, you know, trying to make all the kids kick, because a lot of them like to drag their feet along behind.
I would drag
thing.
Her.
Yeah.
You can't get it either.
You drag her?
Yep.
You can't get them going?
Nope.
Yeah.
Big belly.
Yeah. Tank. Hold me down.
It's a little coordination to get your arms doing one thing and your feet doing the other.
Do
you know,
it's a little, I can't do it.
You still a good swimmer?
I don't know if I'm really a good swimmer. I can still do the strokes. I usually, maybe in the summer, I'll go swim once or twice at the pool, but no, I'm out of shape. All the kids say, Mindy, why don't you get in the pool and swim? And I'm like, yeah, you would kill me. Trust me. You wouldn't prove anything, because I know I have no ability compared to you guys. So
like when I take my grandkids and my kids to the pool, you know, they just jump off, do cannonball, splash. But you guys are probably like, zing, zing. Your pool went. When you go to the pool, it's probably a little different. Fun. You know, we're seeing who can make the biggest splash. But when the Bupp family gets in the pool, it's just, look at these people go.
They all still mess around a lot, too. Yeah. And, yeah, they still like to do that. But, yeah, there's some ability in some of those, my daughters, that they can definitely outdo me, for sure. Mm. So
Does Boost now swim?
You'll never know. He sits in the pavilion.
He's not too much of a swimmer. So, but he tells the kids that's where they got their abilities. But we all know.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Not quite true.
Not buying that.
No. So anyway, but
until you get in the pool and show him, he can't. You can't prove him wrong.
Can't prove him wrong.
Have to get in the pool and show him that you're where they got the ability. Otherwise, that's they're going to believe him. Then that's he's exactly. the one.
Yep, that's right.
I don't know. I think they've gotten to the point where they know him well enough that they don't believe a good portion of what he says, stuff. I think. At this
point, he gets that certain look on his face, and you know that ain't true.
Yeah,
yeah, they hit about 12, and then they start saying, are you serious? Yeah.
You sure you did that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He'll say yes, and they'll say, you're going to have to prove it to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
And then you got some other young ones.
Oh, yeah. Junior-wise still, let's see. I have Sage.
He's tremendous.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, and he's a pretty good swimmer, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's a neat bird. I like that kid.
He's a good dude.
He's already dropping times, and he's already broke one of his records. I think it was the 200 free again this year. And he's getting really close to, actually, Marshall Hall's 100 backstroke may be in jeopardy here shortly. So he's about a half a second. You better tell Perry. We'll see what Perry has to say about that.
That's a pretty good deal. That's a big deal.
That's right.
Yeah, so he's getting close. So we're working on that one. I think he had about a minute flat, and he's got to go like a low 59 or something to break that record. So I think he'd like to go after Perry's 100 fly, but that'll be a tough one. We'll see what he can do at the end of the season. So, but he's swimming really well. Then, like my other boys, I got two freshmen this year. I got Caleb, who's trying to dive, and he's a good breaststroker.
Caleb
Smith.
Smith. Oh, okay. Smith. Yep.
And Carson Fullenkamp's swimming this year, and he's a good breaststroker. And I'm kind of working on him for like maybe trying to do some, you know, a little bit longer freestyle. So we'll see how that pans out. And then my rest of my girls, Allison Kanapke, I tell you what, the girl I say that goes into practice and just total workhorse, like she actually she'll sit behind Audra and Joelle and just ride their feet to the point where Audra's just, give me space. She's like, I'm stressed out. Because she's like, she's always pushing me, making me go faster. And I'm like, well, that's good. That's because, right. Yeah, but she... she's doing the distance for us this year, and she's doing a really good job, and she works so hard.
Yeah.
So she's always so impressive.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Neve Leonard swims for us as well and swims butterfly. And I'll tell you what, you know, it's funny because she's always smiling, and I'm always asking her, you know what you're doing? She's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, and it seems like, you know, she's not really paying attention. But, like, last night, she was going, she was neck and neck with the girl in the 100 fly, and that's four laps of butterfly, and that's, like, the hardest thing to do. And she kind of was realizing that she was right with her, and she put her head down, and she finished, and she beat her. And I was like, well, good for you, Neve, because
awesome.
She really pushed herself and took that place from the South Adams girl. I was like, good job, Neve, because, sometimes I'm like, oh, are you paying attention? And she is. She's working hard.
Do they have that competitive juice?
Yeah, and she did. Yep. She did. I was really happy to see that, so.
Yep.
And then I think I about got everybody covered there. Yep. Joelle.
Yeah.
It's Joelle.
Yeah, we said her.
Did we talk about Joelle?
Joelle, no.
Okay, because, and I tell you what, she's one. I thought she was going to be my distance swimmer. you know, she runs cross country, she runs track. I thought, okay, she's going to be someone that's going to come in and swim my 200 and my 500. And she went to that J meet and, you know, threw out a super fast 50 free. I thought, oh my goodness, she's going to be a sprinter like Tegan.
Yeah.
So now we're putting her in that 50 free, and you know, she's like, I, you know, you guys don't know times, but she's already swimming a low 26, which for you know, beginning the season, and you know, is tall, and I thought lanky. She's not. She's strong and she's fast, and she's doing a really good job. So
good.
She's a sophomore.
Yes.
Or
you,
she's sophomore.
Ain't
that amazing? God, she grew up fast.
That's incredible. I still think she's 10.
I know, it's unbelievable.
I know, we have that same problem too.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
She just got her driver's license the other day.
No, she didn't.
Well, got her driver's license.
She was riding her tricycle last week.
Oh my God.
She can't have a driver's license. It's crazy.
I know.
When you look at your season and tournament time, you have some kids that's got a shot at moving.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and Tegan's, like, we can move several from sectionals to districts. My relays are strong, and Joelle and Audra and Tegan individually, and then some of the, like, Sage should have a shot. I'm not sure relay-wise how we'll be with the boys at this point, but, yeah, and then you never know, one of the girls could throw something out, too, on the other girls, and then, you know, what happens at Bowling Green, we'll just have to see. It's just, Tegan should have a good shot to look at a state, you know, trying to go to state this year. And I keep telling those girls, they keep working on their speed. We might have a shot at one of the relays. You know, I don't know. And we'll see.
See what happens.
So how about your staff? Who's helping you this year?
Jill Andrews is helping diving again.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, she always does a really good job.
She's not very busy.
No, I know. I always feel so bad because she's always running from one place to the other. And
was she a diver?
She was in college.
Was she really?
Yeah. Well, at MIT. She
practiced at the Fort Recovery High School pool all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know how you know, when you have the athletic ability, you just do. I can't remember Dave's Cup's older daughter.
Rachel.
She went to college and
canoed.
On the crew.
She's a crewer.
She didn't practice on the Wabash. You know, she just went there and she was natural.
Jumped in.
You know, just, you can do it sometimes. It's something you've never done before because you just have that athletic ability.
Yeah.
Well, I know, like in the rowing, they recruit athletes.
Yeah.
Because don't, it's not just Fort Recovery that doesn't have rowing capability.
Yeah.
It's like nowhere around here has rowing really. So they actually go after swimmers and they go after athletes that can, that have the work ethic tall and long armed.
And probably strong shoulders and things like that because it's just, and smart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's a big thing.
Yeah. So yeah, I think it works out for them. So yeah.
You got so when you look at like this year's team, how many of them swim like summer eels? Does any of them not do that? And it's are most of them involved in a summer swim program?
There's a few that aren't. You know, like Jackson came out, you know, his senior year, he wasn't in the summer swim. Like Abby Kanapke, she did summer swim maybe a year or two when she was young and then kind of got away from it, and Danielle's kind of been in and out, that kind of thing. But for the most part, a lot of them at least have kind of tried. Well, you know what, I think even Jackson Irvin swam one year when he was maybe 10 or something like that. But
so how did you get him involved? Did somebody say, hey, you need to come help us swim? Did you say something to him, or did he say, hey, I think I can swim?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I always tell the kids to go talk to people and see if anybody's interested. And the kids talked to him a little bit, and he said he was interested. And so I think he may have sent me a text that this is Jackson, I'm interested. So I gave him kind of the rundown of what would be required. And he said, all right, I think I can do it. And we I think it's the kids that, you know,
yeah,
Now, I also think the kids sometimes can be a detriment because they're always like, oh, this practices sucks. Are so hard. And we get up early in the morning. I'm like, okay, I practice one time in the morning, and it's their choice. So yeah. If they want to go in the morning one morning, then they don't have to go to one of the evening ones. Right. So it's their choice. So then they go to school and complain that they were up in the morning, but it was their choice to be there. So I'm like, don't tell everybody it's terrible because it was your choice. So anyway, but.
Well, you, again, and I speak with Mike McNeil and Fee was, you know, for our gala, the pool house donated their Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
Now,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is. It really is.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, that group of people who are just about as good a folk as you can get.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to do that because you guys give and give and give. I mean, I know how it is with as business owners and all you guys. Most of you guys are all business owners. But that was just really something I thought was really cool, and we really thank you guys for that.
Well, that was neat.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was a neat idea that one of the, it might have been Bubba or I'm not sure who, they said, hey, what about doing that? And we said, well, absolutely, because you know we kind of thought I didn't ever think that this little funny Queen of Hearts thing was going to actually not go out for like 6 months, and we were going to have as much money in the pot as we did. So we were all kind of sitting there thinking, good grief, how did that happen? Hmm. Like, maybe we're a little gamble too much.
Just a smidge, man.
But yeah, so it worked out great, and we'll probably start again in the spring or summer. So.
Perfect.
But,
we wish you guys good luck. You guys are having a great year. Once again, you know, you've 10 years and just keep getting better and better, and you should be very proud of that.
Oh, yep. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
so
you.
Doing a great
that.
Job.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So we're going to take a break. Come back. We're going to talk Indian basketball right after this. Sports Talk presented by
B. Wayne IGA.
He's got it. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery Community Club's annual fish fry is coming up on Saturday, January 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. Stop out at the Progressive Sportman Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixins, French fries, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. It's only $12 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's just $7 for kids 8 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat that everybody looks forward to. The Community Club's annual all-you-can-eat fish fry at the Progressive Sportman Club on Saturday, January 21st from 4 to 7 p.m.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
We were chit-chatting, of course, as usual.
Mindy's done a hell of a job with that.
Yes, she has.
She really has.
I mean, that went from somebody thinking, well, I believe it was maybe Jill Hull said, I got kids that would like to swim, and so let's start a swim team. Well, that's stupid. But now look at it. It's awesome.
Swim team. We're going to swim.
Swim? Where are we swimming at?
Wabash?
We don't know. You know, where are we going to practice?
Yeah.
Swimming's a winter sport. Where are you going to practice?
I tell you what.
I mean, it's
summertime. I'm sitting right there by that, going down, and where everybody goes down there. When they have them meets, the deals and stuff, there's a billion people down there.
Yep.
Which is awesome for Fort Recovery. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Let everybody see our facilities back there. And
yeah.
Pretty neat.
Yeah, it's the I would call the non-spectator minor sports are doing really well here in Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
And, you know, the cross country, you can't run along and follow them. The track, if you have a kid that competes in one or two events and it's a four-hour track meet, that's tough.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people don't go to those, but those kids are, especially the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, we've excelled in some of those, what I would call minor sports, non-spectator sports. We've excelled in those.
I said something to Corey the other day. I was out at the bowling alley.
Oh, that's another one.
He says we got a hell of a bowling team this year.
Yeah. Yep.
We have to get him in and talk to him about it.
That'd be good.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Okay.
Big Cracker? Big Cracker.
Let's see. Cracker, cheese, and salami.
Jen Fitton is shaking her head right now.
Jen says, that is not what you're supposed to be.
Well, if she'd have made it, though, it'd have been okay, because it'd
have been fresh.
Fresh, nutritious stuff. But that's salami was probably made 6, 8 months ago.
Yeah. Still pretty good.
It is good.
Not too bad at all.
Didn't say it didn't taste good.
B, we got... we were talking beforehand about our basketball team, our boys' team, and... 8-1 Now, we knew we had the best player in the league.
No doubt. No doubt going
in. You know, he averaged 17 a game last year, 8 rebounds.
He's a stud.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
He is a stud. And he started the season off playing okay, but he's took it to a different level.
Yeah. He's becoming pretty hard to guard.
Yeah.
He's pretty tough down underneath there. He's got 2-3 guys hanging on him all the time.
Always.
He still finishes. He does a nice job of finishing. He's tough. I mean, he's just a matchup nightmare for the other teams, I think. And if we can get our shooting down, you know, I think right now we're just kind of struggling with our shooting a little bit.
Yeah, we have several guys that can make it from outside, and they just haven't.
It's just in heads, you know. I think it's just a little bit there. And Rexy's going to come around, and Patchy had a couple shots last night, hit a couple threes last night. So, man, if they can just hit some threes, that's going to open that up a little bit down low. And man, this Bramble kid's going to be unbelievable down there.
Yeah, he, you know, he probably don't shoot it enough.
No,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, really,
yeah, that's true.
But it is hard. It's hard to get it to him too a lot of times.
Yeah. But I really do like watching that team, and I just think that, you know, they play their butts off.
They play hard.
They just, I don't know, man. I'm just really enjoying this season.
I have too. You know, the thing about last night, if anybody went last night, if you listened to the radio last night, it was a weird game. And then there was a couple technicals called, and there was a little kind of chaos.
Yeah.
And I thought our kids and our coaching staff handled themselves very well. You know,
well, except we got T with 20 seconds to go. So,
but I didn't think he did anything that bad.
Well, I think
he just said you can't do that. But I'm sure. But
we didn't get to hear it. But I was listening to Brian Patch reading Bob's lips.
And he said you were down there. I wasn't by it, but it looked like he was. You know, it was more of a what the hell was that?
Right.
And then he teed him up, and he was like shocked.
Yeah,
but. I thought the kids did okay, you know, and you know, sometimes that gets into a melee where you just start you know. But at the end there, it was kind of that, because it didn't matter what you did, there was probably a foul going to get called one way or the other. But I don't know how we got that win last night, but pretty happy about it.
Well, yeah, we've walked out with a couple of those where you're like, we stole that bad boy. Yeah. I tell you that.
Glad to leave this game.
You know, there's been years when those games we lose those because we just don't know how to finish.
Yeah.
And a lot of this year is Cale. He's just going to do it. I think, Bob, you were doing the book, so obviously you would know a little bit better. But I'm thinking late in the third quarter, he had 10 points.
Yeah, I think he had 11
Going into the fourth quarter.
Going into the fourth quarter.
And ended up
maybe,
with...
Maybe more. He had 25 in him.
Yeah.
25. But,
yeah.
But you know, we do it a nice job. I thought in overtime, you know, we're out there holding the ball.
Yep.
They're staying in their zone. They come out. They didn't come out of the zone, but they come out and put a
little
bit of pressure.
Came up pretty high, didn't it? Yeah.
And we did a great job of finding Kalen, making that three.
Yep.
Yes.
You know, I didn't know what we was going to do. I was sitting there thinking, this ain't working, Bobby. We ain't holding that ball for the last shot.
Yeah, you knew we were going
to
lose it.
And we got it over there in the wing, and I ain't sure who made that pass inside. It might have been Rex, but got to Kalen. He got hammered and laid it in on a kind of
a
backwards
flip. Their kid kept moving over a little bit each time and coming up a little bit, and you could just see Kale going along that baseline back and forth, and it was like, if it hit the right time, and he made a perfect pass.
Yeah.
Harold, I think you and Brian were kind of saying that, you know.
We could just see it. Think, you see that kid, and it was like, it's going to be open.
We think we're going to try to get Kale open, but, you know, you said that about every 20 seconds, and he said it about seven times.
It was a tough little sight to get in there, but
it was.
And then the shot he made was fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, that reversed.
Again.
Reversed, not even looking at the basket, and made it. You know, it was like.
He really does have a nice touch around that basket.
Oh, man,
he does.
He does.
Has a great feel. Most of the time, he's getting crap
just
beat out of him.
Hammered. Yeah.
And, you know, two or three people hanging on him.
But he probably, he might have had three and ones last night, I think, inside.
I think so.
Probably.
Yeah.
He had some nice.
I think he had a couple more where he got fouled, where he didn't make the shot. I think he had, I don't know. He's just, he's something pretty special.
He came out and got two quick fouls in the third quarter there and made him three on the game. And then he came down to one time. He's guarding one of those guards and he's chesting up.
I'm thinking,
you got back off him. Yeah. We can't lose you.
I think that was the one on the opposite side of the court,
like,
that I remember
fella,
you
get off
him. It was the end of the third quarter.
Yes.
I was like,
thinking, oh no, don't get your fourth foul.
Like 10 seconds to go.
Yeah. I mean, and the referees last night were pretty fast with the whistle. That's why I thought, oh my, don't do that.
I agree. When you got guys you don't know out there reffing, and you know that
you know,
they're looking to make a crappy call.
Yeah. That could have been one.
Yeah, that was a weird game. I don't know that there's any video recording of it anywhere. I don't think they had Facebook. I don't think they had anything else. You know, coaches would have something.
I think both teams were both kind of got. Some
oh yeah,
bad
they were
calls.
Just bad.
I mean,
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was 10-1.
No.
You know, against us or something.
No, no.
It was just weird.
It was.
Well, and the one where Riggs was in the corner pushing their worst shooter, trying to get a foul called before they got the ball inbounds, and then they call a foul over
on them.
I
don't know what happened. I mean,
he pushed that guy with both hands twice because they didn't call it the first time, pushed him again, and then they called a foul on that. I don't know.
It was different. It was a different game.
So we're up three. Maybe two if Kale missed that free. I can't remember what it was. And we come down, and we got the lead, and there's about 2 minutes to go. And we get to Rex on that baseline.
Oh, yeah.
He knew he was going to shoot it. If you listen to the replay, Brian and I are both going, no, Rex, no, 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 no. It's like we were thinking, you know, Bobby's going, no, I can't, didn't happen.
Well, but I'm one of those people that every time I see him, I'll say, whenever you get a chance, shoot the ball.
Oh yeah, he was.
Well, but not that time.
Maybe not that time,
Rex. But every other time,
my wife was laughing. She goes, "You remember that time, Clint Toby? He shot that ball."
Yeah. Said,
yep, that was it.
Yep.
No, Clint. Right. No.
I mean, who cares?
And I guarantee it was a feel. He was probably thinking, "I make this damn thing. This baby's over."
Yep. He has no conscience. He's like his dad.
I love that.
No fear. That's good.
I absolutely love that.
Yeah, I agree. It's but in that situation.
Oh my! Yeah, everybody knew it.
We had no business. I mean, we're down three. They're taking the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, we're done.
The game's over.
Yeah,
I mean, they get it in. We're gonna foul.
Yeah,
but they called that referee, made a makeup call.
Absolutely. Yep.
Because he knew that technical was bull crap.
He said, "I knew it was a bad call, and I'm going to make another bad one right here." He did.
And then we went down again.
Somehow we went from being over.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to foul them, and they were ahead by three. They make either one, we're done.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's a good win, man. 8-1, and we got it really, you know, we got double St. John's. Huge game Friday night. Get your butts up there, folks.
Yeah, we need to get that atmosphere.
I think it's a... school, I think, student appreciation?
Yep, student appreciation. They're doing tattoos. They're doing giveaways for the attendance prizes and a couple other things going on.
Man, student, we need to,
all
we need
the students get in free.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And according to Coach Patch, they have a freshman that is scoring 25 to 30 points a game.
Yeah, I mean, he had a couple big games. I don't know if he's averaging that, but he's a really good player. Coach his son, Elmer. And it'll be we'll have our hands full, but that's one of those games where, you know, Saturday we got to go to Botkins. It'll be a hard game to win. You know, they're pretty good. They're good. They're not, you know, they're not like us.
They're not like 2 years ago's state tournament.
Exactly.
But they're really good. They're, that's another really good,
good team
game for us
to play.
And
you got to go to their place.
Got to go over there.
Yep. It's about like Fort Laramie.
But we got to get this one first.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be nice to get started.
We're undefeated in the MAC, and we're two wins, no losses. And, and
bring it on.
Yep. I love it.
You know, this is Friday night's game is one where the fans can actually make a huge difference. We can make 10 points difference in that game.
You know, like you said, Bobby, they're playing hard, and you know, we're big.
Defensively, we're long.
I mean, you get around, you know, and if Patchy's standing down there in the paint, you know, that's a big presence down there that it's going to adjust shots. And
we didn't do a very good job on their big kid last night. He didn't score 20.
He wasn't that good. He used his body well, though. He's pushing his way in there. And Daniel's support a couple times, I thought he had a great deal on him. That kid made a pretty nice shot.
There's two or three times where he made,
turnaround is pretty nice.
He had a couple of real nice jump hooks that were
And that freshman they got is a good player, too.
Yeah, he can shoot.
He's a fun kid to watch.
We'll enjoy him for the next 3 years, and it'll seem like 20.
But he's another one that he missed. He missed one down the overtime, I think.
Yeah,
big shot that I thought one time he was open. I thought, oh no,
them freshmen. That gets a little.
Yeah, that's a little.
But
tough.
He's a nice player. I agree with you. He's going to be a good one.
Be fun.
And their sophomore on their JV team, their point guard. I can't believe he ain't playing varsity.
I can't either. He looked fabulous.
A flatter kid.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, it's amazing. Fun. You know, here's how old I am. I remember not coaching, against him in golf when he was at Tri-Village.
Is that right?
He was a hell of a golfer.
Yep.
And him and he had a twin brother.
Yeah.
Flatter boys. And they're so, yeah, absolutely. So I knew them guys. And then I said, that's Flatter. So I looked over and said, did he get? And he goes, yep, that's him. I said,
that's old.
Small world, boys.
That's pretty cool.
Small world. How about the girls? Nice win the other night, Trey.
Girls got a big one. They did need that. Yeah.
That was we looked really good, I thought. I don't know how good the team we were playing against, but they had a few wins.
Yeah.
I think they were close to 500.
Yeah, they were 3-5, I think, something like that.
And we looked pretty good against them.
They got to make a road trip up to Dolphins.
We're going tomorrow. I'm going up there. Yep. You going up there tomorrow?
Yep. It's going to be our broadcast.
Oh, we're doing that one?
Yep.
Who's doing it?
I hope Diana, but she might not be able to make it.
So you're on
be
it.
Me.
You can do her, but
you did I can.
It. I listened to you the win. You brought the win home to us.
Yeah. That's right. I'm 1-0.
There you go. There you go.
But
1-0. I'd say fire everybody.
I'm pretty sure I had nothing to do with it.
As long as you stay undefeated, I'd say you fire everybody. Everybody on the staff's gone.
Yep.
Take it everybody yourself.
Nope.
The only bad part about that place? Is you got to climb on with that thing.
You see, there's the whole
bunch. Well, yeah. No.
There's a lot of bad things.
But
I agree. I'm about half scared going up there.
Oh, ladder shakes.
Oh, yeah,
I remember when
Rob will not. He can't go up there. He said several years ago, he said, I can't go up those steps. I can't.
I don't blame you.
I can't get my equipment up there and me at the same time.
But when you get up there, that's a great view.
That's a great view to watch a game. That reminds me of the old St. John stuff.
Yeah.
That was cool. Yeah, St. John's Arena. Yep.
So we got the girls Thursday.
Yep.
We're going to Delphus tomorrow. And then Friday, we got the boys at home versus Delphus. Remember, tomorrow night, folks, the girls are 7 p.m.
start. 7 p.m.
start,
o'clock. Yes.
Give them a little time to get there.
Yep. And then Saturday, it's triple header at Botkin starting at 4.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know about the triple header. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Freshman JV.
Yep.
So it's an all-day event. So
Bob and Jane's coming up.
Are they?
Perfect. We're going to go out afterwards.
There's a little go to the in-between.
What's the other bar?
Myers Tavern.
They're big Myers Tavern.
Are they?
I think,
Yep. Myers Tavern's a good one.
Can't go wrong, either one.
That's exactly right.
Let's get some wins.
That's right. Let's get some wins, Spencey. We will see you tomorrow night at the office.
Happy birthday, my daughter.
Kelsey, God love you.
Happy birthday. 28 big
beautiful
ones.
Beautiful person.
No, she's
20. She's got to be 20.
Yeah.
20.
That's exactly right.
Just had a little baby, though.
Oh, a little baby.
Had a little granddaughter.
You're unbelievable.
That is awesome.
How many grandkids you got now?
Got four and one to come.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yep.
That's absolutely perfect.
I have a five-girl basketball team going.
Yeah. Then you're going to have five or six
Cody
guys.
Does know yet?
Yep.
Girl?
Yep.
All girls.
All girls.
Well.
We got to get us feeling. We got to. Yeah, come on, Cody.
Pressure's on, Cody.
Pressure's on.
Yeah. Well, let's get between them and get five or six boys.
There
yeah.
you go.
You never know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Five of these.
There you go.
Ta-da.
BD.
Hey, before we go.
Yeah.
Now, the DeMar, the dude that dropped it, something?
That was unbelievable.
You know, I don't think I've ever refreshed my Twitter as much as I did for the next 2 hours after that.
It was unbelievable. I couldn't go to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, I just kept listening. I was listening to the same stuff over and over and over again, but I guess he just was waiting to hear something.
Yeah.
Which it didn't. I mean, they did say today he's improving.
Yeah, absolutely. He's improving.
And so that's good.
He rolled over. I heard he rolled over.
Yeah.
So.
That's big. I'd have to think that's big.
Yeah. It was freaky.
It was.
I haven't really seen anything like that since Earnhardt.
Yeah, that was.
When Earnhardt wrecked, that was one of those deals where I couldn't stop watching.
That was a weird deal, too, because it didn't look like it was that big a deal.
No, but you could just tell by the way people react.
Yeah.
And the same thing with that thing.
Yeah.
You know, you just knew.
Yeah. Yes.
Damn it.
Like them guys turning away. I guarantee you they were giving him CPR.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, no. You know, they shocking him.
Yeah.
You know, that's a scary thought.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Being standing right there.
It is.
And your teammate.
Were you playing golf when Craig?
Yeah, you and I. Yeah. Yeah, that was
like when Craig Layfield had his heart attack on 2T, we were on one green.
Oh.
So that was one of those deals where you're like, right, oh, come on, baby.
You know, it was just like something happened good, but it didn't.
Yeah, no. It was something, and you know, I just
it's a big deal when was that 50,000 people in the stadium or whatever it was,
quiet
packed stadium,
as can be,
and you didn't hear nothing.
No,
that's right.
Anything.
I thought
Cincinnati did it. They were very good about everything. I mean, I think their coach was awesome. I mean, I think everything. It just all seemed to be handled really well. You know, it was.
Yeah, and it was all spur of the moment. They had no chance to kind of.
And I thought ESPN did a great job. I thought that, you know.
I didn't have a problem with that
it's
either.
It's got to be tough.
I mean, you're standing there going, I mean, they're just like us. You're sitting there watching it going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, what just happened?
Yeah, that was freaking crazy, man.
Yeah, you know, they're just. I listened to it afterwards, you know, and it was.
Yeah.
You get to watch the replay and think.
I've seen that a zillion times this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah,
yeah, it was just a weird thing. And it was almost like, because somehow he just ran his chest right into that helmet.
Well, they were explaining something about it's at a time of the beat of the heart.
They said
with
a,
the impact.
A microsecond.
Oh, yeah.
Is where that
could happen. And it's so unbelievably small that.
Or millisecond. I think they said millisecond, not microsecond.
Yeah, like NFL, you're just kind of used to it. When somebody
that stuff happens all the time.
You know, something there, like,
it'll hurt you till Tuesday.
Yeah. Thumbs up, and then, I'm fine, I'm good.
Exactly.
They always give the thumbs
card them
up.
Off,
there was no thumbs up in this one, and an animal that's backing up in there and is like, "Holy crap, this is bad."
I got thinking, is that? You know, I don't know. You guys might have been way too young, but Pauline Fowler's twin brother out at St. Joe, 14, 15 years old, got hit in the chest.
With a baseball
they were playing out there. I don't know if they ever determined that he had any kind of
heart problem,
you know. And I don't know if they even knew this millisecond thing that when something can hit you.
Right.
But he fell over dead, 14, 15, 16 years old, whatever he was. It's just crazy.
I mean, supreme athlete, 24-year-old.
Yeah.
He's got a heart attack? What? Cardiac arrest? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that can't happen.
It was unbelievable.
It
really was. And I see his what's $5 million now?
Yeah.
What was it?
It's
over $6 million.
Like $10,000.
It's $10,000 or
and
something.
Now what is it, six now?
I heard this morning it was over $6 million that he started this GoFundMe thing to help kids
Yeah.
You know, he came from Pittsburgh, and that's where he wanted to help people.
You're hearing all that stuff about him. He seemed like a great kid.
Yeah.
He's a great kid. Hopefully he gets back.
That's right. That's right.
Gets back with no problems.
All right. Well, we'll see. It's 9:30. Jesus.
As long as we've ever been.
It's late.
Yeah, we almost went an hour now.
Hey, we're going to be here. We'll be here next week, but the following week won't be here.
Yeah, 20th, okay. Florida. Whatever that.
Sunny Naples.
Hopefully. Sunny Naples.
We're open.
Is that close enough to Fort Myers Beach that none of it's still there?
Yep.
Very close.
Exactly.
That's what we're going to be looking at.
We're going to be south of there.
Camping on the beach.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We're going to see what happens.
For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
McNeil behind the boards, Bob Stogler. We'll see you next Wednesday.
See you next Wednesday.
Go Indians.
Yes, sir.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.